So we continue with our Chasadikim, Sha'ar Busha. We're on page 149. The learning today should be Eschus Lenishmas Adir Chavei Chaim Allah Zaven Shem Shenariyeh, as well as Eschus for an Eilei Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Tzion. Should be Eschus for a Refuah Shleima of Chaim Zev Ben Rachel, Chana Leah Bat Shein Rachel, and Abba Dati Ben Perel, and Eschus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this, continuing in the idea of Busha, he says, Davi Yadua Barar, it's something that's well known. Asher Kala Ha'ilam Ma'isim In Yonim Rabim Baseser. People do many things privately, and they say things privately. And they think many thoughts, and they're not concerned at all, except that it shouldn't become public knowledge. In other words, people do and say things privately, and they don't have a care in the world except that the information, whatever they did, whatever they said, should not get out to the public. And if everything that they ever did from when they were young, every word they spoke, when every thought that they had would be open and revealed to everyone. So imagine our lives are put on a movie for the entire world to see. How embarrassing that would be. Of the Kol Shekain, certainly Shesarech right. So he says, if that's how you would feel, if your home video of your life was put in front of the world, then how much more so in front of the Melech Malchei Amlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMashkef, who looks into a person's heart, v'royas kol ha-machshavos, and he sees all of his thoughts, v'yodea kol ha-maisim ha-dvarim ha-machshavos adam kol yamav, he knows everything that you did, everything you said, everything you thought since you were young, the ein lefan of shecha, and he doesn't forget over time. Should tzarech lesbayish lefan of elikalim, that we have to be embarrassed, that we have to be shamed in front of Hashem. So we shouldn't feel like we're it's private. We disregard any. We disregard Hashem's presence there, and all we're concerned with is, well, what I'm doing is private. I don't want anyone, any human being, to find out, but you're not concerned about Hashem. He says, if anything, it should be just the opposite. People are going to forget, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget. Everything is written down. Everything that you, every thought even that you have is presented in front of Hashem. So how embarrassed we should be. Abba Madregas Yesh Babushi says there's four levels of shame. Ha'achas, the first is, the first is someone who is embarrassed to do something in public, but he has no issue doing it in private. It's like he steals the mind of Hashem. And this is very bad. This is the whole idea of a ganif versus a gazlan. Why is a gazlan not subject to kefel, but a ganif is? Because again, if we punish, because he's showing that he's afraid of people, but not Hashem. At least the Goslin shows that he's not afraid of anyone, not of people, not of Hashem. So the idea that you are ashamed in front of people, but not in front of Hashem, is a terrible idea. It's a terrible way to act. Hashniya, the second type of busha, is a mispayish. So you're embarrassed in front of people. But you're also embarrassed in private. You also realize that Hashem is there. So you're worried that oh, so he says here, you don't do things in private, but not because you fear Hashem. You don't do it in private because you say the walls have eyes and ears, right? The whole concept of nothing that ever happens in private is going to stay private. So you're ashamed, but not because you recognize Hashem, just the opposite. You disregard Hashem. Your only concern is human beings, but even in private, you hold yourself back because you are afraid that the people may find out. So regarding this, they said, at the end of the day, you're holding back from doing something wrong. So that's still something commendable. And hopefully one day you'll get there with the right kavanah. Hashlishis, what's the third type of busha? In Yashav, if a person thinks, how could I do this evil? This Avera in private, Asher is Baish, Lefneo Eved Yoisim, Lefneo Adon, Vegnav Das Elya. That I'm going to be more ashamed before a human being who's considered an Eved than I am in front of Hashem. So here he has a Akara that there's a Hashem that's with him in private. And he says, I'm going to be embarrassed in front of people, not Hashem. How could I act this way? And using that, he holds back from an Avera, Maila Toiva Hizois. This is a exceedingly high level. And that sounds honestly to me, I'm interested to see what the fourth Madriga is, because I would say this guy's perfect. He's saying, how could I be less concerned about Hashem than other people? So certainly I should be embarrassed in front of people, not Hashem. So such a person that's commendable, again, he's acting the right way, but his mindset, his attitude is also correct. Harevius, the fourth is, in Adam, if someone embarrasses him, I'm sorry, if someone is ashamed in public and in private in front of Hashem, but so if someone is ashamed both in public and in private in front of Hashem, also here that what he's saying more here is that the last guy in public was afraid of people, in private was afraid of Hashem. This guy, the highest guy, his only concern, no matter where he is Hashem. He disregards people. He's saying both in public and in private, my only concern is Hashem. That is someone that we say ein lamayla mizois, that there is no higher quality than this. Amru chachamim chazal say kol oisa devar aveira mispayish, that someone who does an aveira and is embarrassed, meichelon al kol avinoisav, he gets forgiven for his aveira. So avayit amru, and they said further, boishes panim ligan eden, someone who is ashamed goes to Gan Eden, v'amru chachamim habusha v'emunah mechubar zu lezu, that being shameful and being trustworthy are connected. Ki habayish mafzik b'emunim kol adam, because someone who is embarrassed keeps his faith with people. Misha einay neman ein leibusha, but someone who has no shame has no problem breaking his word. Amar chacham kishen chem esbayish, I'll say kol ritzaycha, if you have no shame, you'll do whatever you desire, because a deterrent to sinning, one of the greatest deterrents, is that we consider how people are going to look at us. That's embarrassment. That's busha. So that, and many times, will keep us in check. What he's saying is that it shouldn't be, at the very least, again, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, don't have at least have the same amount of busha in front of Hashem that you do in front of other people. But obviously, we're striving for a higher level where you're not even concerned about people. Your only concern is Hashem.